The meeting to order, please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are there any public comments from anyone? Are there any public comments from the board? Okay, we're going to go to the regular agenda. Item 4.1, discussion of possible action to approve the minutes for the August 20th, 2025.
I have public comments.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Good evening. Good evening, councilmen, city staff, and fellow residents. My name is Erin Hartwell, candidate for Police 2. I'd like to address a few concerns that I've made public via social media. My recent Facebook posts highlight concerns regarding overlooking committees, taking action on items without background, and having a quorum without posting. First, the scoring committee for vetting construction consulting services. Yes, it had involved the entirety of the council and stakeholders privy to insider information and prior dealings. This wasn't an objective, unbiased group. It raises speculation that decisions serve the council's self-interest over the communities. We deserve fair, open processes, free from conflicts, especially when our tax dollars fund projects we've questioned. Second, I did retract my claim that the workshop wasn't posted, and I did and do apologize for that misunderstanding. However, I will assure you that I did a lot of digging prior to that post and could not locate it. It was later brought to my attention that the potential quorum post was buried in the more news section, which obfuscates the information in a place one would normally not search under. This denies the clear communication, which is due process under the Open Meetings Act. The intent and purpose of the act is to assure the public is duly notified and has access to that information without hindrance or complication or delay. Obfuscating the notice of the website and posting it on a corkboard on a wall somewhere only meets the formality and undermines the intent and purpose of the law. That is a crime. Therefore, I have issued a formal notice to the city secretary with a 7-day remedy offered to please update the website protocols for clear, prominent postings so no resident faces the barrier again. However, just an hour ago, Councilman Kerry Schwartz responded on social with his own post. I can see why Kerry may have misconstrued my statements as intentional falsehoods. This does not change the fact that the notice was obfuscated with the website and that some feeble attempt to notify the public by posting a notice on a corkboard on a wall somewhere would satisfy the intent and purpose of the act. I do not appreciate Councilman Kerry's false and slanderous statements about my posting and about my posting lies as an act to gain votes. I will assure you, Councilman Schwartz, that our community wants transparency and someone who will speak up for them, and it will be reflected by our voters on November 4th. I look forward to working with the full council for real accountability. Thank you. Have a nice evening.
Okay, are there any comments from the board? Okay, we're going back to the regular agenda. Item 4.1, discussion of possible action to approve the minutes of the August 20th, 2025 meeting and September 3rd, 2025 Substandard Structure Board meeting. Is there a motion?
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 4.2, report from the building official regarding the status of the property located at 112 East Marlin Street, legal description, Padre Beach Section 3, Lot 8, Block 32, and the status of compliance of the SSRB orders from 25-03 of March 5th, 2025, and the subsequent orders. Felix, how are you doing today?
Good afternoon, Chairman Rico and council members. As discussed on our previous meeting, on the very last minute, the owners for 112 East Marlin decided to demolish the whole property. Mr. Chen came to our office and applied for the demo permit, which we reviewed and approved. And this is a copy of the permit we issued on August the 28th of the current year. And by September 5th, more or less. A week later, he demolished everything and cleared up his property.
Is the driveway removed?
Driveway?
Yeah, there was.
I believe they left part of it because they are not sure if they're going to leave it or they're going to build a new one, which I suggested to get rid of it as well, because more than likely it is not going to meet the new requirements from Public Works and zoning.
Okay, thank you. Item B, discussion of possible action regarding the property located at 112 East Marlin Street, legal description, Padre Beach, Section 3, Lot 8, Block 32, including the issuance of additional orders. I feel like I'm on back. So the driveway, so you think it's below the floodplain? Will they be able to use it to, if they, when they rebuild?
Yeah, it is not required to meet minimum elevations as per FEMA. However, the parking requirements, that is where the issue will be. Mm-hmm. And obviously, grading and drainage, it may not be sloping into the street either. Yeah.
That probably doesn't meet the design standards that the city has for driveways currently.
Okay. When was the property scraped? Or?
So basically, September 5th, more or less.
Fence down, everything gone, all the debris removed?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion. The motion be to instruct the city attorney to file a lien for the accrued civil administrative penalties up to September 5th.
Yes.
The property is obviously staying on the list. We're just going to use that as a benchmark, as they promised us a CO by October 31st of next year, I believe.
I believe that's what we agreed on. And Mr. Chen already submitted a preliminary set of plans. So they're working on moving forward with the permit and construction of the new building.
Let's press, that he needs to get moving on that. If he does, we'll get rid of the new penalties after September. I will recommend that. It's a motion. Is there a second? Any discussion?
Yes. Since the scope is going to change now, where there were gate deadlines and all that to renovate or take the building down, demolish, when we look at it differently now, it's just a vacant lot.
It's not. They left the driveway. If they would have taken out that driveway, that's why I asked that question.
So the driveway's there, it's not an issue.
And the last orders, he said we agreed to, I think it was a 13-month extension. He said he'd have a CO by then.
All right.
So they're in time. We're going off of his orders and what he told us.
Okay. Is that question regarding, the continuation of the penalties? Is that what you're... We had a discussion. I don't really feel, even though there may be technically a violation of the order, I don't really feel comfortable in extending the penalties at this point. I think file lien is what do they owe as of September 5th, and I know the chairman's position is, well, let's continue them and then we can get rid of them. But, I mean, they could decide to leave it vacant and not do anything and just sell it as a vacant lot. But although technically, legally you could do it, I don't really feel comfortable in continuing the penalties. I would recommend that penalties cease as of September 5th, and then let's get them in here to decide what they want to do, and then maybe set new deadlines or new dates.
That's where we're at right now. It's not a vacant lot. We still have a driveway that could block drainage because it's not to code. That's why I made the motion like that.
If you only decide to take out that portion of the driveway that's creating a problem, then it's a vacant lot.
How about we suggest giving them a deadline to take out the driveway and then if not, can start the penalties again? I just feel a little uncomfortable and...
the penalties are for, we're not, up to September, after September 5th, are not assessing. They're just, we're holding them to their word. They said they'd have that done by October 30th.
Well, I mean, but I think if I understand your motion correctly,
if they want it all done, they need to take that driveway out.
Okay.
There's a drainage issue with that, as it's not to standard or code.
I'm sorry. Under your motion, aren't we going to be continuing the assessment of penalties?
We will assess them until they get the property done and get to CO. Then at that point, I'd make a motion to wipe all the penalties from September 5th on,
okay,
as we discussed in the last meeting with the property owners.
Okay. With that understanding, it makes me...
That's up to September 5th.
For 5th.
Those penalties are due. I want to make sure they're recovered. If we don't put the lien in place, there's no way to recover those funds if the lot or property is sold.
So the motion would also include, and those other penalties be waived
I did not say that.
If it's shown by your deadline that they get to CO.
If they get that property completed by October 31st of 2026, we'll have that discussion of what we want to, if we want to make any adjustments to the penalties accrued up to September 5th this year.
Okay.
And I'll make sure that we let Mr. Chen know that the driveway has to be, they have to make a decision. But more than likely, we're going to suggest their removal because I'm sure it's not going to comply with parking requirements, grading and drainage, nor landscaping, because most of it is just concrete.
I get that out. I feel a lot better about the experience, and I think they will too. Okay. Any further discussion? Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimous. Item 4.3, report from the building official regarding the property status located at 204 West Gardenia Street. Legal description, Padre Beach, Section 8, Lot 19, Block 16, replot of Sections 1 through 1440B, multifamily dwelling, and the status and compliance of the SSRB orders of 25-01-A and subsequent orders.
Good afternoon, Chairman and Council. Filiberto Alba, building official. So for the South Padrine Hotel, we haven't seen any progress with the demolition after the quote that we received from Mr. Llerena. We have received a couple calls asking for the status of the property and whether it had a lien or not, which we didn't give many details. But I, even today, someone walked into our office and asked what the status of the property was because they were interested in buying it. But after we issued the permit to Mr. Llerena for the foundation repairs, and after he agreed on like demolishing the property, he never came to pull the permit, and obviously he never started with the demolition. So we haven't heard from him in a while.
Okay. Item B, discussion of possible action regarding the property located at 204 West Gardenia Street. Legal description, Padre Beach, Section 8, Lot 19, Block 116. Replot Sections 1 through 1440B, multifamily dwelling, including the issuance of additional orders. So no contact, no movement at all in the last 60 days since we last spoke with them?
No, sir. And it is my understanding that the property has been sold, and I believe someone contacted Environmental Health to ask him about the lien that they have for the grass mowing.
It's going to be more than a lien for the grass. I don't even know if there is a mowing lien, but I mean, we have the penalty lien for sure.
Yes, we have basically ours, but I believe that the one from Environmental Health is there as well.
Okay. That's just probably a few hundred dollars.
I believe 700.
How much?
700.
We're at what, 70? 70,000 and change?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well,
and a lot. It's definitely sold.
We don't know that. That's not really the concern if it's sold or not. I would say right now, first thing, I'd like to get Environmental Health over there. Let's get that lot mowed. Mm-hmm. And let's make, if it's 750, they can tack on whatever it is to get the lot mowed.
Yes, because we just received a call to complain about high grass, mm-hmm. and we forwarded the call to Mrs. Angie from Environmental Health.
So let's put that on there. Then also, I don't have a motion today, but I will recommend, when we come back at our next meeting, I'm going to recommend if no action happens, I'm going to recommend that the administrative penalties go to $1,000 a day, because this is a... We're 6 months into this and nothing's happened. And we were giving the runaround, and that's not fair to the residents. We've had homeless people living in that property. It's definitely a nuisance. So at the next meeting, I'm going to make that recommendation. Does anyone have any comments?
I just wasn't clear on whether, I thought you mentioned a permit was obtained but not pulled, or has a demolition permit been obtained?
No, so only the partial foundation repairs.
Not a demolition permit.
I thought Mr. Llerena was going to come to us and obtain the demolition permit, but he only submitted the $65,000 quote for the demo of the building.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, boy. Anyone else have a comment? Okay, we're going to move on to item 4.4. A report from the building official regarding the status of the property located at 119 East Kingfish Street, legal description Padre Beach, Section 5, Lot 11, Block 63, and it's the status of compliance of SSRB orders. Vila, come on down.
Again. Good afternoon again, Chairman Rico and Council. For 119 East Kingfish, as mentioned on the previous meeting, they haven't finished the building of the house yet. The last inspection that they requested was the sewer line on August the 1st. Obviously, they dug the trench, we inspected it, and then they covered it again. So the front of the property has been graded. However, we haven't heard from Mr. Maldonado since then.
Mr. Maldonado, you want to talk about the property? Okay.
Guadalupe Maldonado, owner of 119 East Kingfish. As far as on the progress on the, by the end of November, we should be done because the electrical, they're working on the tile as well. So by the end of November, we should be done with occupancy.
You're going to be in there for Christmas?
Yes.
Fantastic. The mayor is going to throw in a tree for you. that's good news. We're excited about that. And we'll talk about penalties after the CO, okay?
Okay. Right.
Item B, discussion possible action regarding the property located at 119 East Kingfish, legal description, Padre Beach, Section 5, Lot 11, Block 63, including the issuance of additional orders. I don't have any orders at this time that I'd like to pursue. Anyone have any questions or thoughts?
Mr. Maldonado is on schedule.
Yeah. He told, actually, he's ahead. He told us December. So he's, if he gets done in November, that'd be... So we're pulling for November. Keep that rolling. Okay, if there's no other questions, we are adjourned.